I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's even used briefly for Tuesday, 5th of July. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full show, we'll start with news of BYD surpassing Tesla to rank number one in the global list of EV sales. But have they? Let me explain. In the first half of the year, BYD sold 641,000 new energy vehicles. It's the name Chinese, the term the Chinese market give to EVs. But Tesla delivered 564,000, so 80,000 off of BYD. So we have a new king, BYD. But wait, they did say earlier this year they want to do up to 1.2 million EVs for the entire year, half of which will be pure EVs. In other words, the other half have combustion engines. So, no, they're not electric vehicles. I don't know the exact number of pure EVs that BYD sold, but no, it wasn't more than Tesla, and they're not the world's number one EV maker. They're doing really well, and that's not throwing shade at BYD. I'm just saying that all the headlines I saw saying, whoa, they've taken the title from Tesla, I'm not so sure. Now let's talk about Illinois introducing a rebate program for EVs. If you live from the first of the month, if you live in Illinois, you can now apply for $4,000 rebate for your EV, car, track or truck or van, or $1,500 for your electric bike, but not your electric moped. In the US, BMW is increasing their BEV sales in the second quarter of the year. Don't know the exact breakdown because the i4 gets lumped in with the 4 series numbers, but we do know over 1,000 iXs were sold in the second quarter, which is a good number because the iX is a fabulously expensive vehicle, not for everyone. I think almost 1,500 sold now since they launched the iX in the US. A piece of research done by GM Research says that of the people they talk to have ordered, reserved, I should say, a Chevy Silverado, that's their new all-electric Silverado truck coming, 97% of the respondents said they will use it, they want to use it for daily driving duties. Nothing particularly special, just day in, day out, get in it, go to work, daily driving. That's where they're buying the Chevy Silverado. Interestingly, that 87% said they want to fulfill their truck needs with regard to towing. I wonder if all of them fully appreciate how much towing does affect EVs. Amazon is using electric cargo bikes in London. All about micro-mobility, even walking as well. Shock horror to, a bit like your postman, to deliver parcels. Amazon saying that in the borough of Hackney, they want to deliver 1 million packages this year using electric cargo bikes. Chinese battery maker CATL launching a 10 C-rate battery. And C-rate is a measure of how quickly a battery charges in relation to its size. And so the best of the best out there at the minute is, you know, a 2.5 or 3 C rate. We saw recently a 4 C rate battery, which would go from 10 to 80% in 10 minutes. There's a battery from GAC in the Ion, which is a 6C. They had to make their own chargers to charge a car that quickly. CATL, the world's biggest EV battery maker, due to unlaunch their 10C rate battery. That will fill your car in 5 minutes. And that has got to be the end of the combustion engine. Japanese automakers want to get in high gear to move into the electric vehicle market as they fear they're being left behind. But this article from the Japanese media saying they don't know how and are struggling to find a path to success. Well, maybe if Toyota hadn't actively fought against electric vehicles for the last 10 years, spending unthinkable amounts of money on social media that went against electric vehicles, not just promoted their own hybrids, they might have a better idea. The new MG4 is going to be out in September here in the UK with a 64 kilowatt hour battery and almost 300 miles of WLTP range. And that is Briefly.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.